Even as Mother Nature plays her own little cat and mouse game with us regarding whether or not spring has actually arrived, there is one unimpeachable source telling us that despite the chilly temps and despite the snow showers, spring is here. The birds. No doubt you've heard the welcome sounds of birds chirping in the mornings. That harbinger of warmer weather to come got us wondering, what's the state of Michigan birds? Late last month, some of the state's top conservationists, biologists, and professors came together for a statewide Michigan Bird Conference. The co-chair of this Michigan Bird Conservation Initiative workshop is Kara Haas. Kara is with the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary in Augusta, near Battle Creek. Her mission is all about protecting and restoring bird populations and their habitats in Michigan. Kara Haas joins us now from Augusta. Kara, what success stories can you celebrate in terms of conservation or restoration of bird populations or their habitats?
Yeah, so something that we're tentatively celebrating or looking forward to is the possible delisting of the Kirtland's warbler, which would mean taking it off of the endangered species list. So Kirtland's warbler is a tiny little yellow bird that has very specific nesting wants, and it uses the young jack pine forest that we have up near like Oscoda County, Michigan, and it's a species that needs human management to survive because its habitat was always controlled by forest fire to regenerate those forests, but now with so many humans around, we have to suppress forest fires so we don't have any tragedies or total loss of property. So we have to manage for this species. So something we are talking about is if the Kirtland's warbler is taken off of the endangered species list, its habitat will still need to be managed so that it is so that it survives and it doesn't fall back into decline. And so the Kirtland's Warbler Initiative is being led by Huron Pines, and they're doing a large capital campaign to raise funds to create a plan to do management long-term for that species so that it'll still be here in the Michigan landscape.
Is that because if they're taken off the endangered species list funding, funding is lost?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a mixed blessing to have them off the endangered species list then.
Yes, it is. So, we're trying to be ahead of the game and have plans in place so that we don't take any steps back.
What species are most threatened, Kara, as you kind of look at the Michigan bird population?
The research from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they put out a State of the Birds report every year, and species that use grassland habitat are ones that are doing very poorly, and species that use shorelines. Mm. So any bird that's tied to the water. And a lot of that is just tied to loss of habitat.
We're speaking with Kara Haas, who is with the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary in Augusta, near Battle Creek, about the state of the Michigan bird. And could you give us, from your perspective as a conservationist, Kara, tell us why it is so important to protect endangered birds? In other words, how would Michigan's ecological system be harmed if we lose a species or two? I mean, isn't that just biology, and has that not gone on over the eons?
Sure. We're kind of at, so birds in biodiversity in any ecosystem is of the utmost importance. So having the most native species working together in the ecological community is what makes that community healthy and functioning. So it's like when you're putting together a puzzle. You know, if you're missing all the straight pieces that go on the edge, it's not easy to put together, and it's just not working.
Okay.
And, you know, doesn't make a pretty picture. And so losing a few birds out of an ecosystem could mean that there's a food source in there that goes totally out of whack. You know, maybe you lose a hawk, which is a predator bird, and then your rodent population skyrockets. And then because you have so many rodents, they eat all the seeds, and then there's no flowers to grow because all the seeds got eaten. So every every organism within an ecosystem is important. And birds are often on the highest level, and so the loss of the bird could have a deeper impact because they're such an important species.
Kara Haas is with the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary in Augusta near Battle Creek. Thanks so much for talking with us today on Stateside, Kara.
You're welcome.